Some 65 million Americans are expected to travel during this holiday season. And AAA says 9 million of them will leave their cars behind and take the, friendly skies. That may not feel like such a good decision anymore to those who spent last night stranded at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. Some 50 flights were canceled because of heavy fog. NPR's Allison Keyes reports now that some spots of bad weather promise to cause more problems in the coming days, but there are a few things you can do to help make the airport experience less painful.
4 days before Christmas and all through the nation, hordes are scurrying away on vacation. At airports such as Chicago's O'Hare, soothing music wafts through the air. Yesterday, some flights were late by 2 hours, but people tried really hard not to be sour.
We're going on a cruise in the Caribbean.
Grandma's taking her granddaughter.
So far, it's been good. The boys are behaving, so we're good.
All right, enough with the rhymes. At the National Weather Service in Chicago, Chris Bitro says conditions there are improving.
We have a warm front lifting through the area now. And on the south side of that front, we're hoping that winds become a little bit stronger, which will help clear that some of that fog and a little visibility out of the area.
But, he says, winter storms and snow, along with freezing cold, will make traveling a bit tricky in Kansas, Iowa, and parts of Missouri. That's thanks to a lower pressure system expected to intensify as it moves northeast.
Well, I think for the Thanksgiving holiday, everybody fared pretty well, so Mother Nature's getting us back now.
If you must leap into the holiday travel maelstrom, basic common sense will serve you well. Sam Silberstein works in the Lost and Found at Newark's Liberty International Airport.
Everything you carry into the airport should always have your name on it, some kind of a name tag.
Back in Chicago, airport system spokeswoman Karen Pride.
For the next couple of days, I mean, certainly pack patience. Call ahead or check websites for your airlines to see the status. Arrive at the airport approximately 2 hours ahead of your flight time, and don't bring wrapped packages.
That's unless you want them to be unwrapped by security. Pride also reminds travelers not to try parking in the drop-off lanes at airports, because all you can do there is drop off.
So if you have a long goodbye or you want to spend time with your loved one or your friend before you go, we do have what we call a kiss-and-fly lot.
A what?
Well, you know, we just thought that would be kind of a cute name.
Well, as long as no one's abusing their privileges in there. Allison Keyes, NPR News.